Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Welcome everyone, benvenuto a tutti. We're here live from the Mostra di Venezia, from the Venice Film Festival. Thank you. And we are here for a presentation about the new edition of the Lux Audience Award, the 2024 edition. Now, this presentation will serve us to share with you the dates of this edition, the reasons for the new calendar, but also we're going to share with you information about the partners involved, but also we're going to unveil the five films that have been selected for this new edition. Now, we have with us brilliant members of the European Parliament and other ones as well. And first, I'd like to invite Mrs. Evelyn Regner, who is the Vice President of the European Parliament in charge of the Lux Audience Award. She's from Germany. She's the Vice President, as I said. Mrs. Evelyn Austria. Well, first mistake. I hope it's the only one. Mrs. Evelyn Regner, Vice President of the European Parliament. Here we go.
Thank you very much. An excellent afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, this is a magic moment, so everybody is excited. What will happen right now, unveiling the new edition of the Lux Audience Award. So welcome here. You see my colleagues from the European Parliament holding exciting envelopes in their hands. So the moment will be very, very soon. So I say a huge welcome. We are very happy to be here at this wonderful, unique film festival in Venice, in the Italian pavilion right now. And I would like to have a short, because we can look back at very successful experiences we have, let's look shortly back. What happened? The 2023 edition of the Lux Audience Award that recently in June closed was really the most successful ever we had. Why? You know, the members of the European Parliament and the audience are doing the vote, and the audience, and this is something new. I mean, we're included, and there were more than ever. We had more than 45,000 people that were rating, watching the movies, rating, participating in that. And therefore, we can really say, when simply looking back and what happened, this is really such a great thing. And of course, we're working on that, that it's getting even more. So it's really an inspiration. And therefore, a big thank you. We, as European Parliament, who launched the whole thing together with our fantastic partners. We're doing that jointly with the European Film Academy and with the European Commission and Europa Cinema. We can really say our joint cooperation, that really makes sense. And we're looking back to a great season, and also the ceremony, which was in the plenary hall of the European Parliament, was really attended by more than 1,000 people, and it was the first time ever that we opened it. So we are looking back to great achievements on the Lux Audience Award, but of course we would like to look into the future. But why? And here might be some people that ask themselves, why does the European Parliament, I mean, is so in launching an award? Why the European Parliament dealing with films? I mean, we're the legislators, so shouldn't we do something else? And the question is quite simple. We as European Parliament, standing for the values, we are looking right now at exciting times, bad times, when we look at war in Ukraine, climate change, prices exploding, social inequalities, really challenges that are ahead of us. And next year, we have the elections for the members to be elected or re-elected of the European Parliament in June. And therefore, it's so important that we see democracy is something that is lively, and film is something, the best instrument ever to bridge, I mean, all those debates on political values. And insofar, this is our idea behind that, to work together closely to bring people to discuss and to be engaged in all those topics. And of course, right now, we are ahead of looking into the new films that are all dealing with issues that are burning, that are in more or less in the mid of the problems we are dealing with. And before I give right now the floor to Mike Downey from the European Film Academy, I really would like to say also already right now, when you look into the future, rating, watching is so much linked together. So the Lux Audience Award, this is a prize that is focused on people. And insofar, of course, I'm looking very much forward right now to everything that comes concerning the new films that will be presented, five of them, and I'm excited as you.
Thank you, Mrs. Regner. Perfect. And as you said, we're going to invite our next guest right away. It's Mr. Mike Downey, the honorary chairman of the selection panel of the Lux Audience Award and also the chairman of the European Film Academy. Mr. Mike Downey.
Much. Welcome. And I first want to say thank you to a couple of people who are in the room. And these are our panelists and our jurors who give up their time so generously come to such informed, intelligent, and humane conclusions. So thank you to them. Thank you to the team from the Parliament, led by Mariana, who are superb. And thank you to my team from AIFA, led by Matthijs, who have made a huge contribution to this. I think none of us in this space have any doubts that cinema is the great connector. And in my profession as a film producer, I like to see cinema not as the end product. The completed film isn't the end product for me, but it's really the beginning of the conversation as the catalyst for ideas and as a creative force for change. I know it's unfashionable in some circles to mention Lenin. That's Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, not John. But credit where credit is due. It was he who first, of all the major politicians in the world, noted that film, for us, is the most important art. What is particularly significant in this is that Lenin not only recognized film as an art at a time when so many considered it as a cheap form of entertainment, but he also recognized at this early stage its development and it would have a huge and influential artistic and social future. So, as president of the Lux jury for the prize, I perceive this to be doubly crucial in that we know that cinema not only enhances the imagination, but also shows the entire world its multiple perspectives. And it has the power to broaden our vision and our thinking. We just have to look at the five candidates that we have coming up here today for this year's award. Great works of art, diverse, entertaining, socially engaged in the world that we live. More importantly, I think, though, in our European context, cinema has this extraordinary ability to connect different cultures. And in a European film professional landscape, which has become obsessed with the industrial and economic process, it's good to step back from time to time and to talk about the aesthetics of cinema and the aesthetics of cinema in the context of its social responsibility. And this is what we did as the selection committee that ultimately chose these five important works of art. Shakespeare gave Hamlet the line, "The play is the thing." Today we could easily make the adjustment, "The film is the thing." The whole line goes, "The play is the thing wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king." Indeed, the play Hamlet was also intended for the entertainment and edification of the king, King James I. And Shakespeare, being a dramatist, had a social responsibility to perform. It was his duty to guide and instruct the ruler, but he couldn't do that directly. And today, indeed, in these non-monarchic times, we might say the film's the thing wherein I'll catch the conscience of the Parliament. Our continent is a diversified collaboration of language, culture, society, art, and most important, the cinematic art. Cinema has acted as a catalyst in removing social barriers and addressing social issues on a scale which leaves the other arts standing. Of course, Shakespeare's theatre was the cinema of its time. And plays put on at the Swan or the Globe or the Hope are very much like the films we have nominated here today. Why? Because they're made by artists whose power to move and entertain has much in common with the Bard of Avon. Like the Bard, these films point towards the social role and the moral role that the dramatist plays. Indeed, if the Bard saw injustice, corruption, misuse of power happening around him, it wouldn't just be morally painful for him to watch. He would be compelled to comment. And like the filmmakers we've nominated here, remaining silent is not one of their chief characteristics. We should all be proud of the strong traditions and the special traditions and imperatives of European cinema. And we feel very lucky that we've had so far a parliament that stands behind us and with us to treasure and curate them with the respect and care that they deserve. They stand strong behind European values, and we all know and prize those values. And the five films we have selected here could not have been made anywhere else but in the continent of Europe, in the heart of our continent, whose structures do so much to support the European version of the seventh art. Thank you.
Thank you. So now, let's talk about those films. The titles will be unveiled by five eminent members of the European Parliament, who are also members of the Committee on Culture and Education. For the first film, I'd like to call Mr. Iván García from Spain, who, on top of being part of the Committee on Culture and Education, is also a member of the Committee on Legal Affairs and Petitions, among many other things. Mr. Iván García.
Thank you. So, thank you very much for the invitation and for being the first in breaking the line show the final prizes. I don't know if I'm supposed to make some kind of joke, because it's normal in this kind of ceremonies, but I'm not going to do it. But I have to say that it's quite moving to be the first and to have this opportunity to shoot the gun, the right gun, the just the gun that might be the only one to be shot. So I'm going to open the envelope, no? Oh, that's perfect. 20,000 Species of Bees by director Estíbaliz Urresola Solaguren, country of production, Spain. Have to say that I'm very proud to present you the first film competing for the 2024 Lux Audience Award, 20,000 Species of Bees, which premiered in Berlin this year. The film takes you to a Basque village during a summer to a family harvesting honey from their bee hives. It tackles the topic of intergenerational relations and gender identity and its acceptance of lack of it within the family and in society in general. Have to say that I'm very proud too, because this film is taped in Basque language, and it shows how diverse is my country too. For me, it's a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And now we're going to watch a short clip of the film, I believe.
Hemos llegado pronto.
Un poco. Ahora abajo. Ya he terminado. ¿Cacho, mutico?
A ver, déjame salir, Tíbet. Venga. Venga. ¿Sabes lo que es esto? ¿Qué pasa contigo, chupón? ¿Qué es?
Mira. Es mucho más dura, ¿eh?
Esto se enfría súper rápido luego. Y se queda sólido.
Es súper fuerte.
¡Oh! muy maleable esa, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Puedes hacer ya con eso una pieza.
Thank you, Mr. Gasuya. Thank you. And now for the second film, I'd like to invite Mrs. Željana Zovko from Croatia, who, on top of being part of the Committee on Culture and Education, is also the Vice Chair of the Committee on Foreign Affairs and many other things. Mrs. Zovko.
Thank you very much. I will not try to be funny, as it's not easy with this very demanding audience, but I must say that when I heard Lenin, I got really scared. It brought me back to the really terrible past. But nevertheless, this is the most exciting day in my life. I always wanted to be a film director, and you gave me enormous pleasure. So instead of being on this side of receiving the award, I'm going to make somebody happy. So, The Chosen One is Fallen Leaves by director Aki Kaurmasaki. Countries of production, Finland and Germany. Fallen Leaves, which premiered in Cannes, is a comedy and a love story. But it also deals with the different societal issues, such as the working conditions of low-wage workers and the problem of alcoholism. It also reminds us, through the medium of radio listened to by many main characters, that in the background there is an ongoing war in Ukraine, thus conveying a message that we should not forget about it, no matter how long it has already been going on. So my respect as well to the director.
Thank you, Mrs. Zovko.
Tapasin sen pienemmän myöhemmin. Mentiin melkein naimisiin.
Miksi te menneet? Nätti likka. Hiljainen tosin.
Hukkasin puhelinnumeron.
Miksi et kysy numerotiedustelusta?
En tiedä nimeä.
Kieltämättä vähän haittaa.
Sanoiko se toinen jotain, missä olivat töissä? Tai sellaista?
Jossain marketissa kai. Tai ehkä. En oikein muista, mitä se puhui sen jälkeen, kun en kelvannut.
That was Fallen Leaves. And now for the third film, I'm going to call Mr. Emmanuel Morel from France, who is part of the Committee on Culture and Education, but also a member of the Committee on International Trade and many other things. Monsieur Morel.
Thanks a lot. I'm so glad to be here. We are here to celebrate European diversity. It's the reason why I will speak in my own language, le français. Donc merci à vous toutes et tous d'être présents. C'est un moment important parce que c'est l'occasion pour nous de rappeler l'engagement des institutions européennes et singulièrement celle du Parlement européen en faveur de la diversité culturelle, des créateurs, des producteurs, des distributeurs qui se battent contre l'uniformisation culturelle qui est une vraie menace et contre laquelle nous nous battons tous ensemble année après année. Et je suis donc très heureux d'être ici dans cet endroit merveilleux. Et maintenant, I will open the envelope.
Monsieur Morel.
As you see,
I
am fluent.
To translate if you...
Oh, you want to? I can translate too, but I prefer if you can do it.
Okay. From what I gathered, he's very happy to be here to defend the point of view of many people involved with the creation of those films, which go way beyond watching them. But now, the film.
Alors, je suis très heureux de vous présenter ce film. C'est un film de Nicolas Philibert qui s'appelle Sur l'Adamant. Nicolas Philibert, c'est un très célèbre. C'est un très célèbre réalisateur de films documentaires, avec toujours beaucoup d'empathie et d'humanité. Et là, c'est un film très particulier parce qu'il traite d'une sorte de bateau flottant sur la Seine, qui est un centre unique en Europe et qui accueille des patients qui sont atteints de troubles mentaux. Et c'est
un film qui a reçu l'Ours d'Or au Festival de Berlin. Hein. Donc c'est pour nous aussi une façon de rendre hommage à un autre grand festival européen. C'est un film, vous verrez, où la relation entre patient, soignant, dans une démarche très originale et très singulière, est vraiment exaltée. Et c'est aussi ça les valeurs de l'Union européenne. C'est s'intéresser aux problèmes santé, santé mentale, qui sont très importants pour nos concitoyens.
And in English, that would go, he's very happy to present Sur l'Adamant, On the Adamant by Nicolas Philibert, French director. It's a documentary which won the Golden Bear at the Berlin Film Festival. So also happy to send a nod to another important film festival. It's a film that tackles the issue of mental health in a daily care center on La Seine in Paris, a floating structure which invites everyone, every patient to meet other ones on the boat, and a film that tackles also the question of how to finance public health. And now, the clip.
Ah, le clip, oui. Thanks for everything.
Alors, je m'appelle Sabine Berlière, je suis psychiatre, et je vais prendre la suite du docteur Azan à partir de la semaine prochaine.
Sabine, comment ça s'écrit après ?
Berlière. B, comme B. Bernard.
Berlière.
Ouais, E-R. L-I-E-R-E.
Psy ou psychiatre ?
Psychiatre.
Alors, je m'appelle Sabine Berlière, psychiatre. Je suis la nouvelle.
Je suis la nouvelle. Mais la nouvelle quoi ?
Je vais t'en.
Je suis la nouvelle commandatrice.
D'accord.
Commandatrice. Non. Voilà.
Commandatrice.
Je suis dans
les... je serais contente à votre sens.
Ben, alors, et j'y viens. Mais je voulais vous dire que je suis très contente d'arriver sur.
That was for On the Adamant. And now for the fourth film, I'm going to call Mrs. Laurence Farran from France, also a member of the Committee on Culture and Education, but also in charge of the Delegation for Relations with India, I've been told. And I will hand you the mic. Oh. There you go.
So my colleagues told many smart things I share, so I just say one thing. Vive le cinéma européen. I'm very happy to be in Venice with you. And I'm very glad to announce the nomination of this film, I will discover. It's Smoke Sauna Sisterhood, directed by Anna Hintz. The countries of co-productions are Estonia, France, and Iceland. I will take you away from the warm Venetian summer to the cold Estonian winter portrayed in Smoke Sauna Sisterhood, which premiered at Sundance Film Festival. Tucked in a large green forest in southern Estonia, a group of women gather in the same safe darkness of a smoke sauna to share their innermost thoughts and secrets. This documentary combines an insight into culturally specific custom of smoke saunas with private but universally relatable issues faced by women around the world. I have to say that I've watched an extract of the film. It's so intimate. It's so sweet. You have these images on the skin of the women, of what they share, and it's absolutely moving. I'm very proud and happy to present this film. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mrs. Farran.
Poik syntyi siis tuli peremismaja. Aga tütar syntyi või.
Põhimine oligi see, et mehed siit tahaksid, sest siis sa oled nüüd väärtuslik naine. Ja ainus hea asi minu keha puhul oli see, et mul olid ilusad tissid.
Smoke Sauna Sisterhood. And now the final film for this one I'm going to call Mrs. Selima Yenbu from France, also a member of the Committee on Culture and Education, but also a member of the Committee on Foreign Affairs. Here's your mic.
Thank you. I'm so very happy to be there because to present these five diamonds of film of the European talents. And I think it's a good thing for how identities. As a former teacher, I was very happy to present you the Teacher's Lounge, a German film by Ilke Chatak that premiered in Berlin. Carla Novak, a young high school gym and math teacher, reports for her first class at her new high school. Sorry for my English. What mainly distinguishes Carla from her new colleagues is her idealism, which put her in a difficult position when a series of theft start happening at her school. The film tackles the different problems faced by under-supported education systems, the discrimination of minorities, and the issues of privacy. The Teacher's Lounge thus becoming a microcosm of how society. It's a really powerful movie. I encourage you to watch it, especially because at the end, no, I'm kidding, no spoilers.
Thank you, Mrs. Yenbu.
Guten Tag. Ich sehe alle Bücher. Ich sehe alle Mappen und Hefte. Prima. Dann holt bitte eure Hausaufgaben raus. Ich komme rum und währenddessen guckt ihr euch bitte das Warm-up an und bleibt leise.
Teacher's Lounge. Now, we're reaching the end of this presentation, but before, I'd like to invite Mrs. Regner back on stage, on the floor, for some final remarks, but also to answer to any questions that any one of you might have. But before she joins me, let's watch a very short clip, a medley clip of all five nominated films for the Lux Audience Award.
Kannst du mich an meinen Namen nehmen?
Oh, lecker.
Voinko tulla?
Tule heti.
Sitten on ollut juuri, kun sä teat esitti. Se on jotakin, mitä olet niin jatkanut.
This is it, the new selection. And now for the final remarks and some questions from the audience, from you, Mrs. Regner.
So very much looking forward to having any comments and questions. But I think everybody is right now happy. When I'm just looking at that, doesn't it show how rich European films are? I mean, when you just look at that, in a sensitive way, topics that the society touch from all angles are covered there. Two documentaries, three films showing then, for me it's more or less a surprise, I let myself surprise, I had to say, I want to just see, I mean, a co-production, Iceland and France and Estonia. I mean, just simply to think of that and then to look at the issue of Sur l'Adamant. And then we think, okay, Aki Kauris make it, one of our heroes. I mean, at least for me when I was always going to cinema in previous times. So somehow I really would like to say, simply as a member of European Parliament right now, listening to and looking to what have been presented, thanks for racking the brain and doing the choice as you did that in the jury, Mike, and all those who just one day after we had our ceremony already started and sit together. So I have to say, at least, I'm really a little bit surprised to what I see. And then also looking to Iban, a film in Basque. Huh? This is, I mean, whatever. I mean, I think there are really a lot of issues covered. And we see also, of course, those films you were choosing, they already have quite a track on prices. They won all over the world and Europe. So somehow, I think it will be really a big pleasure for everybody right now, going to the cinema, go to the screenings, waiting, watching. So insofar, I think I was right now more expressing my surprise and my pleasure than being ready for all the questions that might come. I'm ready for that. But before they do, I really would like also to invite you very much, and I really don't want to forget that, because right now afterwards we have the opportunity to go for more exchange on everything that comes and will come up at the Villa degli Autori with our brilliant, great partners from the Giornate degli Autori to more or less join those exchanges. But now, ready for questions, comments, for everything.
Anyone? I'm happy to hand the mic. Okay, well, I suppose everything was clear and everyone is very enthusiastic. Oh, there we have one question.
When can we start to rate?
Sorry, I didn't understand.
When can we start rating the movies?
Right now. Right now. Right now. I think this is a very important thing. I mean, we have right now the presentation of the five finalists, so watch and rate as soon as you wish so. So the moment is already from right now, and of course then next year in March we'll have the big winning ceremony, and so far there's a lot of opportunities for the watching and screening.
So watch and rate, it starts now, as Mrs. Regner said, the website is open. And thank you for attending this presentation. Thank you to all of the members of the European Parliament, to Mike Downey for being here with us, and enjoy the festival for those who stay with us.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.